Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book. My name is Chris Keneally. I'm Director of Author and Creative Relations for the nonprofit Copyright Clearance Center and your host for this regular podcast series about the business of writing and publishing. I am attending this weekend here in Portland, Oregon, the annual conference of the Publishers Association of the West, better known as Pub West to everyone. But joining me is Scott Flohr, who's the Executive Director of the Small Publishers Association of North America, which is online at spannet.org. And Scott, tell me about the relationship that you've established with Pub West for this conference.
Well, first of all, I'm very happy to be talking to you, Chris. And we are an industry partner with Pub West. And we started our conversations with Pub West last spring about how we can work together to help them boost the attendance of their conference and also provide a great conference for SPAN members to come to. So the relationship that we have and three other nonprofits have with them is that our members get the Pub West member rate for coming to this conference.
Well, let me ask you about publishers in the West. You're based in Colorado. Here we are in Portland, Oregon. It seems to be, judging by the attendance this morning at the keynote address by John Ingram, a well-attended program. Is there something going on out here in the mountain states in the Pacific that is especially conducive to the publishing industry? Is there, can you tell us, just sort of fill in somebody from back east about why publishing isn't just about Manhattan?
Great question. Well, I think that independent publishing more and more is becoming a niche industry, and so people can fill those niches from wherever they are. Part of it is to be living in a nice location. Statistics I've seen is that Colorado and California are the two largest states holding publishers outside of New York. So people have come out here to enjoy the West and be able to publish their books.
It sounds very attractive indeed. And I guess the point is that, as you say, as we move forward more into the digital age, location isn't so critical. You can partner with various people in the whole kind of development chain from manuscript to publication and beyond. But you don't need to be within four blocks of any particular part of New York City. And that seems like a wonderful opportunity, especially for people who probably, I would imagine, the small publishing thing, publishing is a second career. It's an opportunity to work in business, to put some business skills together, but to put them together in a way that's adding to knowledge or creativity.
Well, absolutely. And I think, for one thing, there's sort of a dichotomy between the people that are in New York and people that are not in New York, and both sides of it understand that. I think also with the second career, I've talked to a lot of speakers here at the conference who are professional speakers, but also professional publishers, and that synergy between the two parts of their lives and their careers is very powerful.
That's interesting. That's what we have heard in some of the surveys we've taken, is that public speaking is a very important activity to people in this business, both authors and publishers. So that public speaking activity is a way to establish a reputation, I would think, reputation for themselves, but also for the line of books they're publishing or even the books they've written themselves.
And I would say, conversely, having a book increases the credibility of the speakers. I think it's boy, I don't know if this is an opinion or not. It's probably easier to be a publisher than to be a speaker. Speakers have to be that outgoing, take charge personality. Publishers and authors tend to be a lot more introverted. So there's two different personalities going on with this industry.
Well, we have somebody coming into the office of the White House who's both a great speaker and a best-selling author, so maybe he'll set an example for us all. But let me turn, if I can, to what's happening for SPAN these days. Tell us about what your membership is coming to you for, what kind of help they're hoping to get from you, and just what's on their mind.
Well, a lot of people, especially now that the election's over, are turning to the economy. You only need to open up the papers or turn on the TV to see that the economy was pretty bad during the summer and has only gotten worse. So we are concentrating on letting our members know that to not give up, and that marketing is what they need to do. They've got the books, they've got the products, but getting in there and working on that business development so that when the recession is over, they are just that much smaller rather than contracting all those activities.
You know, for major publishers, indeed for so many businesses, the holiday season is absolutely critical to sales. How true is that for the small publisher? Do they rely upon what happens between Thanksgiving and New Year's as much as the big players do? And any thoughts as to how they feel about the coming holiday season?
Well, I think the coming holiday season is probably going to be mixed, and for some publishers going to be bleak. I think independent publishers, the holiday season is still very important. Possibly not quite as important because there's so much impulse buying for the big publishers out of the stores and also buying the top sellers, but it's still very important for them.
Is there one particular marketing tip or an approach that you think is more successful than any other at a time like this?
Well, what we work on with our publishers and what I tell them is that the marketing they do doesn't have to cost a lot of money. We hope that they all have websites, newsletters. Through the newsletters, they're collecting an email list, possibly having a blog. So refining and keeping those really active, and what we see, and especially in connection with the professional speakers, is that they have a niche, they have a community of fans of very like-minded souls that see them as an expert. And so to refine that and build that so that when they come out from the recession, we come out from the recession, that community that's built around them is even stronger.
Absolutely. It seems that the point today for all business is about community. Indeed, I must say, I think what's been wonderful about the relationship that we've had is we've kind of developed with Beyond the Books audience and your audience a kind of community around some of these issues. We'll be returning to you from time to time over the next few months and looking forward to talking more about it. But with the web, you can build that community, as you say, without a tremendous amount of investment. I mean, you need to stay current, and you can't just let things sit there because it requires updating a lot. But there are lots of formats that are pretty open to that, and if you're publishing, you've got lots of ideas. You wouldn't be in publishing if you didn't have ideas.
Well, absolutely, and I think that with these communities, people want to know what's next. What is the next thing? What a lot of the speakers are consultants helping other people, and they're teaching how to adapt to the economy, how to adapt to changes in the industry, and so I think that's critical to stay up to date and also provide information. Today we heard John Ingram talking about digital and digital publishing, digital distribution of information, and certainly Ingram and Lightning Source and all their different projects are on the edge of that, and I think that's fascinating and very important for all of us to really pay attention to.
And I also thought his point about the importance of partnerships in publishing is really critical, and that you need partners who have capabilities and credibilities in various parts of the whole spectrum from producing the book, you know, or for producing the book. And it seems to me that partnerships are critical. And I want to thank you, our partner, SPAN, Small Publishers Association of North America. We've been speaking with Scott Flora, their executive director. Thank you again, Scott.
Well, Chris, it was wonderful to talk to you, and it's great to be here in Portland, so thank you very much.
Likewise, thank you again, and please stay tuned for other podcasts in this series. We'll be reporting further from the PubWest Conference here in Portland. Thank you for listening to us. This is Chris Keneally. We'll be back with you very soon.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.